Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them. Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom, comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs, finding it's easy, just stay calm, VorpalNetwork.com.
You stand up?
No! I crawl away.
So you can, no, you can just move 5, because crawling yet you 5 feet five. Is a full round action.
Right. I crawled 5.
Crawl 20.
I can crawl 20?
No, I'm telling you to crawl 20.
Keep crawling, keep going, keep going. Alright, Stormhammer.
Not taking fall.
Yeah. Ah, it'll take 3 of its attack opportunity.
Yes. I'm glad I healed him for the most part.
Yes, talk smack about me quietly.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just talking smack about situations that are just how life works.
This is quite possibly one of the most annoying combats I've been in.
Stormhammer takes 8.
He's the easiest guy.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, the second easiest.
No, he is the third easiest.
Oh.
Wait till you guys get to the other one.
Wait until we get to the Lich.
The Lich, who's a conjuration specialist.
Oh, Jesus.
Summon! Summon! Invisibility. Alright, guys. Playtime! Can we leave? He closes the doors. You're stuck here.
No!
Alright, top of the round.
Scrolls from now on.
Yes.
Alright.
You know, potions of seeing invisibility.
Yes. Did he ever pass through this area?
Him?
Yes.
No.
No? Okay.
He passed, well, I think...
He's passed through there like 3 or 4 times.
Because this area was glitter dust.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't persist.
Basically, the dust falls.
Yeah.
And once it's on the ground, it doesn't do anything.
Kick it up!
All right.
No.
That'd be funny.
I just need him to cast one spell.
What?
One attacking spell.
Please do anything
I'm
aggressive.
Just sitting on the arm.
Oh, please don't.
Why?
Because
it's back to the couch.
And that too. Get up.
There is an open spot over here, Ryan.
But that's next to you.
Okay. How about I scoot over and then you can sit next to Amanda and me?
Okay.
I get it. It's just as long as it's not. It's next to Amanda, right?
She is my wife.
Mm-hmm. All right. He casts a spell and summons six orcs.
You're not my husband slash wife.
Forge me! Oh, hello!
I'll give you 50 gold if you find the invisible guy.
Oh, I'm summoned, I'm under compulsion spell.
Unfortunately.
I can't do what.
Oh, I see how it is. You're not a real orc.
Oh, fantastic. There's a ghost pro. Let's chop him up. chop it.
Welcome to my wonderful world, Amanda.
Alright, There's,
Dory.
Six orcs on you.
You know, you gotta love the fact that the people who are up are the non-offensive casters and fighters.
One fails. What's your AC, by the way?
Prone? I don't know what it is, prone.
-4.
Is it just flat-footed?
No.
-4.
It's your AC -4.
21.
Anything sight-based is,
supposed to be on two. Two hits.
Ooh. Wow, they suck.
They're a CR, like, half.
Or 16 and 10 is 26. Half.
Yeah.
They are CR half. You take 26.
Level 3 yeah. Spell.
All subjects intending to handle high energy gamma leaking protocol must be over the risks.
Alright. He that has fast healing. Although he won't be able to take another round of that punishment. there's a lot of things we just. Okay. Two attacks on Alec.
27
is my high, and I get a 1. Is it something funny? No, it's not funny. Little Benny. Okay, he'll dismiss.
Okay.
Two attacks on Jessica. 1 hit.
Mm-hmm. It's not very dangerous.
You take 14.
It's a D10.
Hey,
D10 plus 4.
Actually hurt me.
Two on Amanda. 1 hit. You'll take 6. Two attacks on Stormhammer.
Oh,
hit
fuck.
Crit.
Yeah. Of course you hit.
Should you just keep going through your own portals?
Yes.
Alright. He slices his nerves, and he can only take 1 action next round. So, 3d10 plus 12.
How? 15, 17, 27.
Perpetually game momentum. 42. Okay. Well, that was my eventful round. Alec. This is your last round?
Mm-hmm.
Make that Hydra go poof. If it's any consolation, I have Summon Monster 2 and Summon Monster 1 left. Then he's actually got to cast, you know, offensive spells. No, wait. He has one last one. Grease.
Oh, I suppose...
Huh?
Well...
That's not his spell.
Oh, okay. Solid Fog?
I think that's still technically offensive.
I find that offensive.
I do too. That's why it's offensive.
Okay.
22.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There we are.
20.
You've been out of
it. Yes.
No, wait.
It limits you.
I've been adding. Sorry, I've been adding that wrong.
You know,
that is actually a
really 14.
No.
Play, so, yeah.
Oh, what is that called when you reach your max velocity?
Oh.
Terminal velocity?
Terminal velocity.
19.
Yes.
Okay, so everything else hits.
Terminal velocity.
Okay.
There's actually a key.
Let me see how much damage. Let me see if I need to roll.
Minimum, yeah, see if you can just punch through the orcs.
Minimum damage is...
Oh, God. This,
I like how it spins.
I'm going to get 8 attack
something.
If I stand up.
Wow.
If
your stats are terrible right now.
12 strength,
plus
13
six.
Con.
Ow.
I'm still way above average con for an elf. Oh no, wait. 10 strength, 11 con because I'm fatigued.
You still only get 2 of them.
You could beat him. You could beat those two free 5 and take out those two.
Alec, I fully agree with you. We're not going to get the EXP that this fight was worth.
Yeah, I suppose I can
all these summon
that.
Creatures, do we get experience?
Nope,
no, no. You don't get EXP for summon creatures.
Oh.
It's part of being a mage.
It's a.
I really wish Andre yes. would give us bonus EXP for this, but he won't.
You might if you're nice. Ooh, nice.
That's a 14.
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
one more attack.
I'm just a little annoyed right now.
Melee?
Yeah. What else would I be using?
Give me 4 2 save.
All that apply other, please specify homosexuality.
25.
All right, you're fine. Apparently, you bonked your head with your own staff, but you don't care.
Meh. I'm just doing it right now.
13, Amanda.
I will stand up.
No.
Thought so.
You have one attack.
Okay.
No.
So if we're still in this battle 10 rounds from now, am
actually,
I considered no longer fatigued?
Because my bite is better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You might be in this fight for 10 more rounds.
19.
At which point I can rage again, I think.
Nope, it's only once per fight.
Oh.
Yep.
Ryan's.
Complimentary victory lessons and activating the main chamber.
Top around. Summon yeah. Monster 2. Is there anything left that I can summon that's worthwhile? Oh, monster?
Two pseudo dragons.
Yes, two pseudo dragons to show us where he is.
I'm over here, you dumbasses.
Spells. I don't care to live anymore. Just come on.
Come on, guys. Seriously.
You know, if he won this fight, he would. I think he might go up a level or two.
Yeah. Six CR12s? Fuck yeah!
All for him, too. Split up between people.
He summons a large monstrous spider. There he goes, his summon monster 2.
So that's a CR2, isn't it?
Yes.
It bites Stormhammer. It does not bite Stormhammer. Okay!
Does fatigue reduce my movement? At all.
No.
If you think these are crazy, you should
5, 10, 15, phones. 20, 30.
It's a new round. No, 21.
I ignore the orc.
Hey, you still don't have your greatsword back yet.
No. That's why I want to kill this guy, just so I can get my weapon back.
Do you have your strength at to carry a great, or to wield a greatsword?
Yeah, there's no strength requirement.
By now, haste would actually be over, wouldn't it? Probably.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Haste is over.
I've been doing way too much damage, but whatever.
Who cares?
I'll take my attack. So let's see, no strength bonus right now. No, wait, I still have a 12, so I have plus 1.
Woo!
So, I have a plus 13 to hit.
Go you.
Hey, that's what I have normally. It's more than what I get.
24.
You hit the spider.
D8 plus 1, since strength and a half is 1.
Yeah, it's 1.
Plus 1, so D8 plus 2.
Woo! Ooh, you're back to being like a level 1 character, which you never were.
I do 7.
Owie.
Take a nap.
I'd love to. Honestly.
I'm sure he won't bother you in that time.
All right, Jessica.
What the hell, old lady group is that? It's like the most badass old lady group I've ever seen.
What are you guys talking about?
One's got an eye patch, and the other one's got like a crazy scowl. Like, is there even
anyone
eyes?
Still up?
It's ridiculous.
Simple.
Okay.
Then the one in the back's got like a manic grin.
Okay, let's see. My con is currently a minus 4, 11, so I lost
19.
We'll hit
333. So my maximum hit points are currently 110. I have 60 hit points left.
Oh, 14.
Up to 21. Oh boy.
Oh, I could go large.
Alright.
Is he gonna use his last non combat oriented spell? Or non
Amanda
aggressive spell?
Large.
You're using her large many.
Yeah, you are.
You have to kill the spider first before you can turn large. that's a new rule.
Hey, you're an aspect of Orcus now.
Is there a...
There's still one
now
orc.
I have a 0 strength instead of a minus 1.
You use your standard action to turn large. That's your turn. You've got a movement.
Oh, okay.
Activating magic item is a standard action.
It's technically right there.
Yeah.
Does he have multiple attacks?
No, he doesn't.
The spider's taking one, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Stormhammer finishes the orc.
I didn't bother.
Alright.
He was being ignored.
Alright, I have a summon monster 1 if I really want to continue this, or I've got to disintegrate.
Oh. Well, it all depends on who he wants to use them.
Oh crap.
bad timing.
Yeah.
Those guys have all been reduced to level 3, so they're useless to break out.
You don't have to laser there, hit me in the face.
Because Lightning Bolt is useless, because you all have high reflexes.
That's my one save.
I have Magic Missile, but that's kind of a waste. Ah! Kill me! All right.
She said.
Here comes the disintegrate.
On?
That's a good question, because it's a fortitude save. He's got a paladin. I guess he could...
The cleric.
He could disintegrate you and then run. That's a good idea.
Please, no.
Well, how about him?
Doesn't Ryan get a fort save? So?
Nope, he dies.
He just dies.
I don't think he... Does he know that he's undead?
No.
Then he could use it on him.
Why would he use it on his shade?
Because it's under my control.
Does he know that?
But it's his friend.
He doesn't have friends. He's an eye up.
Alright. Disintegrate.
Or I could... There's not really a point in trying for victory here. Survival sounds pretty damn good.
Oh, boy. I just need one round to rip my sword out of him. Then I don't care what happens to him.
Then he has to outrun a monk, a barbarian.
He doesn't know I'm a monk.
Yeah, he does. You've been beating people with the quarterstaff to great effect.
Are you sure that a cleric can do that?
Or does he just try and kill one and go out in a fucking blaze of glory?
Yeah, this is where I have the turrets. Here's various dangers you can have.
Whatever.
By the way, I always feel sad when I kill those turrets.
Last week? I don't.
Who's the closest to him? The elf. The elf is... The elf actually can't hit him anymore. The dragon's still a threat, though.
Crap. But then again, I'm the one who should...
Everyone ignores me.
I've got a good 90 hit points
do
until I
die. If you could magic missile her. Yeah, I guess Jessica's his most logical choice.
Yep.
Alright. Here comes the Bennies, because he's trying to range touch attack on a monk.
It's not that bad.
Okay, there we go. 23.
Barely. Because my AC
give me a fortitude save.
Spell.
Hope you make it.
Yeah, here's the wasted spell.
21.
Doesn't that fail?
Oh my goodness, I actually get 2066.
Ow!
Ooh. Go for it.
Jessica.
Wow!
She's barely taking any damage though.
Yeah, the only question is if I can vaporize her and send her back to hell! And you guys go back to hell!
The question is, where would I be in hell? Because I wouldn't know.
You teleport to your dad's apartment.
Shit!
What the hell are you doing here?
Who the hell are you?
I thought I killed you! Oh. Okay.
Well,
try putting
it right.
30.
Oh, I know. I'm
working
on that.
47.
And how many was that?
13. Oh, okay. I rolled really well on that one. 50. 60. 70. 80. 8.
98?
88.
88? And what type of energy is this?
Disintegration. I'd count it as fire.
It's fire?
I'd count disintegration as fire.
Yeah.
And you've
had it
as acid.
It does not seem fire to me.
Would you prefer sonic?
No.
Go with the fire, because you have resistance to it.
I would prefer negative, but...
It's not negative, because it blows him up.
So, 88 minus 5...
83.
Good one.
Thank you.
I fought myself before I came in here, dude.
That's true.
And she hadn't taken a whole lot of
it. No, sorry.
Ow! No!
And then the spider. No. Alec.
I'm going to charge him now.
This better take the attack opportunity.
No. I drop my longsword on the ground and attempt to rip my greatsword out of his body.
I will say that's an opposed grapple.
Suck it in!
No, it's mine! You can't have it! Okay, so I get a straight plus 11. 22.
You'll get your sword out.
Mine!
For some reason, it didn't cause any damage coming out.
It's merciful. I can accept that.
Jessica.
Oh, my spider.
I'm sorry, at this point, it's a CR 2. It's kind of like...
I was going to attack it, so... Because I knew you guys were going to go with him.
I need a flank, Jessica. Please give me a
Why
flank.
Why do you need a flank?
Sneak attack. It's the only way I can do real damage at this point.
He's gonna move before you get your sneak attack.
Shh. Whatever. Go for whatever you want. Well, actually, he might not move with the attacks of opportunity.
That'll hit.
Because he no longer has the plus 8 to AC. I can power attack now.
You need it. Otherwise, you do a D8 plus 2.
Yep.
10.
It takes 10.
So, 10 more points of damage to his stone skin.
Mm-hmm. I hope he does stay there.
So do I.
I will never get it.
Too bad you don't have
Amanda.
I point to Stormhammer and tell him...
I can take this. You go over there.
Block his exit.
He can. Yeah, block his exit, Amanda.
Yes. There.
Okay, that actually works.
And I can attack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Once.
Yes.
Okay. Great sword swing.
Now that I have plus 0, it's only a 4.
High level mages, what can you do?
Kill them more quickly.
Not prepare the.
I didn't prepare a teleport to rob 20. You guys of your victory. You will just hit.
Yes!
Wait, what just hit?
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. Actually,
21 with her ability.
He's got a miss chance because of his shadow.
Oh, that's right.
Nothing. Okay, so yeah, you hit.
We've been forgetting to take that into account for the entire time. Oh, no, he doesn't invisible. Stack.
It doesn't stack.
If you hit him, you hit him. Plus. At this point, it's just because he's all cloaked in shadows.
Plus 1. 9!
So you do 9 more to his stone skin.
Another spell that saved his ass.
Yeah.
You got him down to like 2 hit points.
That's why I was a little annoyed with the vampiric touches and such. Jerk using my own health against me.
Ryan? Just in case.
Yeah, I stopped attacking now that you can see him, but I'm still holding there.
Stormhammer finishes the spider.
Yay! Stormhammer! Yay!
The spider's now behind you! Rooney turned into a spider! Okay.
What?
Okay, his turn, I think.
Oh, okay, must have been you.
Yes!
So which leg do you use?
Nope.
I knew it was coming, I was just trying to outrun it.
Waited, companion Q.
It will never stab you.
Right there, Grease.
A lot of people are stupid because they have these puzzles.
Reflex?
So they.
Yeah, it's reflex forever. The first turn. We've been over this combat.
And so it was a long time ago
in the combat. Fine. So we have been over it.
16.
You will fail by 1.
20.
17, actually, because of prayer.
Okay.
20. Yeah, we're fine.
You're all fine.
29.
He doesn't have his haste.
I actually rolled 1 less because I rolled out in the open, by the way.
I suggest you hold for me. Hopefully it'll work out.
Alright!
Just get behind him.
I'm not gonna do something else.
I just block the ungreased exit.
You can wait and it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'll hold for now.
Fall into it.
We go on the same turn, essentially.
I have to balance to 3-5.
Yes. Yeah.
17?
Yeah, you're fine. It's a 10.
It's a DC 10. It's a natural 1 check for me right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, you're gonna attempt to grapple him.
Yes.
What she's
and then they can join and get free sneak attacks.
With what?
I have a sap.
I touch him.
You do?
Yes.
It's normal.
Yeah.
30. 31, actually.
Jessica, you really need to take Earth's Embrace.
Alright, Alec.
You get like, I think it's 2d6 points of damage or something like that. D12 points of damage.
Alright, Alec, you'll get one stab with a light weapon.
You mean one whack with my sap?
A light weapon. Which is your sap.
Yeah. Do I have to roll to hit?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Okay. I can't power attack with a light weapon.
That's right.
So, plus...
You'll break the light weapon.
It's 2d6 plus 1. Plus 2, maybe.
It's 12. 12. I have a 12 to hit because of prayer.
Okay.
23.
Yep, you hit.
This subdual get through his stone skin?
It's still bludgeoning.
Oh, okay.
It's still physical.
Okay, 2d6. No, 3d6. Plus...
Until it comes straight down.
Nothing. Okay. No, one because of prayer.
Yeah, well, we rolled something like 5d6.
It's a d6. And then...
Sneak attack.
And then I have sneak attack at 2d6.
And then it's merciful.
No, it's not.
I have the merciful
one. Oh, you have the merciful one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bonk. My great sword is merciful.
What?
Okay.
Don't you actually have a plus 2? Because you do have a plus 1 strength.
Damn. No, I don't. Oh, yes, I do. Plus 2. So, 7, 8, I do 10! Whack! 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 I hate this so much! How many,
Amanda,
how many rounds has it been since I've lost my rage? Like, 2?
Like
3?
I fall on my ass.
Did you fail by 5?
Yes, actually. 5.
Okay,
you got minus 1.
Ryan standing there guarding the door.
I am blocking the area.
He can attempt to escape. That's about all he can do. He's blown his wad.
26.
Yeah, he's still in grapple.
On the upside,
and
I think...
Your turn. You guys' turns. Go ahead, beat him.
Do I have to initiate a pin?
You can initiate a pin if you want. If you succeed, basically this combat's over.
Yeah, because then...
Yes, I got a 30.
Okay. This combat is over.
Finally!
God. I crawl my way out of the grease.
When the strength drain wears off, she was like, oh, well.
That was fun to watch.
No, I fell asleep about halfway through.
Everything I...
Just to let you guys know, he was down to 2 magic missiles. A summon monster 1, a scorching ray, a touch of idiocy, a lightning bolt, 2 fears, and a solid fog.
I'm surprised he didn't use the touch of idiocy.
He had other spells that he wanted to cast.
Hmm.
By the time he had finished using up a bunch of his big nuking spells, all he had was he had to go to summon spells. And at the end, he was disintegrate, and then...
Ah!
And he thought maybe a grease he could get one more turn of you guys slipping around. Okay, well, congratulations. You guys have defeated the CR 13.
By the way, when does Tyler turn back into a Tiefling?
He doesn't.
I never do.
We need a break enchantment right now.
I have a pet bunny! You're so cute! I know you're going to kill me later on!
These vets now go because of the spell.
Yeah,
Caster's dead.
No.
Force wall just sits there.
They're permanent. They're permanent.
There's no, like...
You have to get a disintegrate spell.
Mm-hmm.
There's no keyboard, like...
No. This one's all mental for him.
Yeah, they're.
Are they dead?
Disintegrate spell, so.
Hmm? These guys? No, they're not dead.
I feel bad.
You go buy disintegrate scrolls.
I could do that.
Or go pay a maid that has disintegrate.
Yeah, that works too.
Okay, well. You guys can go talk with your transmutation specialist.
Oh, that's right. We've got a transmutation specialist who actually likes Tyler, so...
Once again...
This isn't going to be very good. Last time we wanted to talk to her, hey, remember 2 days ago when she died? She's now a bunny.
Yeah. Well, honestly, there are worse things that could happen to her.
All right, just so you guys, let you know, he has bracers. The other bracers that you got actually are useless.
No.
So the bracers, the ring... And the dagger, those are actually right. That's what he did have. Exactly. It's just the versions that you had were useless.
Basically, they're saying you must... Okay.
What about the spell book we gave Bart?
He does have a second spell book, but it's a copy.
Oh, okay, so it's... Oh, well, we can sell this one on the black market now.
Does that lady... What's her face?
Euthanize the companion.
The mage?
Via this.
Galatha?
Oh, Galatha?
Can she disintegrate?
Just destroy it now.
Her? You don't know what she can do. She's a professor.
It's a psychological test. You know,
can we ask her to disintegrate when we ask her to...
Alright, so, let's see. We've got a Tiefling, Tana, and a corpse. And a mute half-dragon. So who's going to go up and talk? Oh, we could have Dick. Dick
might be. Actually, you know, I don't look like Tana.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wah.
I've already been in her place, so I will go again.
Can't be her sleep.
Alright.
Lack of blood.
I already know.
You guys will...
You guys cut scene into town, limping, dragging.
Actually, for the most part, I'm okay.
I am going to heal myself, otherwise I will fall over.
Oh, I love Bear's Endurance.
I've only taken 50 hit points, and the strength drain isn't really noticeable in terms of me.
My strength almost got cut in half.
Congratulations.
I'm at more than half hit points. Even with my con damage.
Okay, well, you get...
Damage.
You will go ahead and go to the College of Magic thing.
I'll go ahead and bring Sephiria with me.
Okay, so you've got a little bunny. Yes. You walk up. You walk up to the wall.
Galatha, I need to see you.
A little bunny that's actually
paralyzed?
Paralyzed? No, it's the...
Paralyzed and Dexter, you're paralyzed.
You're disabled.
Basically, it's you're basically handicapped. Unconscious, basically.
Carrying an unconscious bunny.
Galatha will... We'll phase through and say...
Hi, this is Sephiria. Do you want to...
Picks her up by the scruff of the neck.
Do you want to just start...
Go home! Go home!
We need you for more. Well, we'll pay you for this part.
We found kidnapped people.
And that's my problem.
They're in, like, force thingies. We have to disintegrate them.
Sucks for them, huh?
I said we'd pay you.
Like, I need money.
Okay, we'll do things for you.
How about try and keep Sephiria conscious or non-bunnied or, you know, away from hell for one combat?
I'm leaving now.
There's nothing I can do about that.
Uh-huh. Yes. Leave. Transmute back.
You break enchantments with what's defeated under.
She's got that easily. Sephiria, you need new friends.
What's happening? Where am I?
You were brought to me as an unconscious rabbit.
What? Was I a rabbit?
Remember, you did make the will save, so you were aware.
But he was unconscious.
No, I was unconscious because I was out of strength.
So was I for 13 minutes.
No, you were out of strength of one.
Strength.
It can never reduce you beyond...
Mine was from the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was a negative strength. Luckily, it wasn't con. Otherwise, I'd be dead.
So as I just go home and relax. Right.
You need new friends. Other than me.
I was going to say. You seem to be a pretty good friend.
Need to get rid of your cousin.
I seem to be around you whenever I get fixed.
God.
I'd like to point out, this time your issues cannot be attributed to me.
She says in the background.
Why not?
Let me rephrase that. Any reasonable person would not blame me.
Ugh. It's always your fault.
I've established that none of you are reasonable.
It's the tank's fault that I pulled aggro. You couldn't keep aggro off the healer.
Actually, it's my fault, guys. I got kidnapped.
Yes. One of the
kids
ran off on her own.
Congratulations, you guys made it through part 1 of 5.
Yeah, it was a...
1 of 5 of what?
I planned for 5 adventures today.
It was a necromancer, and I had an elf.
It is 12:15.
Did you expect us to bring purge invisibility?
Or see invisibility, or...
That reminds me, before I forget, I want to look up how much potions of see invisibility cost.
It's not much.
Took out the gold to get an item of invisibility.
But yeah, so, necromancer decided to spite me with turning me into a bunny. It was, of course, when I discovered where he was located, and... I was pointing him out, and then, you know, there I was bunny.
That's one of the combos I've been trying to work out. I've been wondering if I could borrow your elf, see if it'd work on her.
Do what with her?
Well, first you cast Dominate Person, or Dominate Monster usually works better. And you cast Palimorph any object, and you convince them to, since they're dominated, to not resist the Fortitude.
Uh-huh. What would you turn the elf into?
I don't know.
How about fuck no?
You don't have to know.
You'd have to
ambush her with it. She does seem to have a rather low will save.
I love how everyone's plotting against me.
Well, I just need her as a test subject.
Just if you piss me off, I will.
Because this might also work against something like giants.
Well, I'd do it.
It'd be hilarious to see a giant turn into a porcupine.
Giant porcupine. Mind-wise. That's funny. Well?
Oh, are we gone? We're not there.
She kicked you guys out. She's furious at you.
I never went there, so.
I'm like, she hates you guys.
I turned in the actual necromancer.
That's fine. I got you here in a second.
Let's see. Tana. I don't know. Maybe we should try Dick's wife. She's weird.
I might. Speaking of Dick.
Because, I mean, she doesn't seem to be doing anything useful.
She's a housewife. Speaking of Dick, you finished dropping off the necromancer. Yay!
I'm 7 strength less of a man now.
I'm 5 strength less.
You of course, walk into your house, kind of 50 gold. Open the door. You hear, honey, could you come upstairs?
I drag my butt upstairs.
Waiting for you upstairs is your wife, a dashing human with a pair of daggers, 2 dwarves in full plate, 2 half-orcs in chainmail with great axes, 2 wizards directly behind them, and a pair of priests of Pelor. They say, hi, Dick. We need to talk.
Sucks to be you.
I just got strength drained by a necromancer. I really want to take a nap. Can you guys come back tomorrow?
No.
Of Pelor? They're adventurers.
Do you want tea?
We've already helped ourselves to some. But thanks for the offer. We found our crate.
Oh.
I knew it. Your house. With the box,
with the cookies and whatnot.
No, I think it's just Dick saying that.
Okay.
What did we do with the cookies?
You left them on the table.
Oh, okay.
And
I was like, yeah, I don't want the cookies.
Crate, and what about?
Well, Dick, you can play as dumb as you want.
Dick is dumb.
Because, you know, asking around town, we've heard that you're fairly cocky. We kind of were expecting this.
Dick is cocky.
So, since you killed some of our friends, you'll notice that the 2 half-orcs are literally like waiting for you to do something.
I look at the half-orcs and like, if I did not just get out of this epic fight, I would totally up for it. I'm tired.
So, rather than kill you right now, right here, we're going to use you.
To do what?
Well, first we want to get all the Night Guard.
No.
Okay, well then we can go to their house one by one. You can either gather them, and we'll give you guys a sporting chance, or we'll attack you in your sleep. I'll let you sit on that for about 20 seconds.
You really sleep.
We picked the location.
I was figuring you'd do it in the Coliseum, where you set up everything, except Parson managed to lock the doors, and, well, his keys are missing.
Ah, that won't be a problem.
Since, you know, we're not from around here.
So what was the crate for?
We don't know. All we know is that a crate of relatively useless items was ordered to this giant flying castle, and then one of our teams winds up dead.
And you blame us why?
Corpses say it was you guys were there.
Yeah, after they shot exploding ballista bolts at us.
Not my problem.
So, you're going to try us to death because we defended ourselves?
No, we're going to kill you because you killed our friends.
Remember, it doesn't matter that we were defending ourselves. It's the fact that we won. It's the
so it's the fact that we're a bunch of adventurers, then.
Fuck no. We're not adventurers.
Well, then what are you doing here in the city?
Here to actually get you guys.
Sounds like adventurers to me. Do you think the guard would agree with your motives here?
Guards don't care. Holding a slip of paper.
What does the paper say?
It's folded up.
Let me see.
No, you're not getting anywhere near me. I know you kill humans. Sticks it back in his pocket.
Then hand to the orcs and they'll hand to me. I don't care. They punch me in the face when they hand to me right now. I just want some sleep.
They're like...
I'll do it.
No. Alright. So obviously we're not going to get your help, so we're going to have to do this the not-so-friendly way.
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
Okay, alright. Just lay down. Here, you can lay on your bed. Yeah, you were trying to go to sleep anyway, we can help you along.
Hey, dear, do you have any of your abilities ready today?
Oh, she can't do anything right now, for a threat of dismissal.
She'll come back anyways.
She won't come back for a couple years.
Couple. So she's sitting there kind of going, you can see the firm. I never get used.
Basically you're saying either you'll try to assassinate me right now as the manly men that you are, outnumbering me, what, 10-1? After I've already been
nine,
out of the fight?
9-1.
Ooh, that makes you that much more...
Oh, my ego. It is wounded. We are using ganging up tactics. Oh, I am so hurt.
I'm sure your god would approve greatly.
Fuck if I care what the gods think. The two clerics are kind of like...
What would your god say about this strategy right now?
Well, one of the clerics who suddenly gains a name. Timothy, the cleric of Palor. It says, great Palor. I know you can hear me since I am close in the sky. What do you think? A book falls off a shelf. Thank you.
what
everyone's kind of like...
I bet he got the exact same response I normally get.
What book fell off?
Home and Garden.
This is the example saying you shouldn't disrupt my home.
Like, I'm not going to argue with religion right here. All right. Quick scene later. Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask Melise if you let us heal up, since we just got done with the epic fight.
No.
You wasted your 20 seconds.
Yeah, you did.
Did I go attack you?
I guess.
Do you really want to play this out? Okay.
They half health, 7 strength down, they outnumber me 9-1.
They subdue you.
Might as well just kill me.
Okay. You guys, well, so let's see.
I grab my chain on the way out, but I drag my chain on the way.
Well, I'm with Galatha anyways.
I'll carry that.
I need to get a long foot in my house.
Yes, you do.
I have an entire brotherhood compound and a dog.
Do you know
that's my somebody could,
or do you have item someone who enchanted a couple items that have alarm in an area?
I can take a look around. See what we've got. Let's see. Don't know who you are. You're staying somewhere new. No idea who you two.
I'm currently at the Gnomish University.
Do they know where I live?
No, but they know the Coliseum.
Okay, well,
I'm not at the Coliseum.
I was going to see if there was anybody who could get a disintegration spell so we can release the captain.
Oh, that would be at the Wizard's College.
Okay.
There would be 1, 2, 3, 4 disintegration spells.
4 disintegration spells.
I could probably get some gnomish invention that disintegrates things.
There's other ways to get rid of force walls, isn't there?
A few.
I thought dispelling was disintegration, but evidently it's...
Anything less expensive than that?
I don't think so, but let me check.
GHB! Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything right now.
Okay. Don't give it.
Nope.
Destroys it as does a rod of cancellation, a sphere of annihilation, or Mordekainen's disjunction.
No, there's nothing cheaper.
Okay. There are other ways to destroy it.
Rod of cancellation is actually pretty expensive and does like one spell, I think.
Okay. Well, let's see.
If we did have a sphere of annihilation around, we could do it to do a lot of things.
When you return home, your wife is overjoyed to see you, giving you tons of kisses. Gee. Hand you a... You have a letter.
Oh. I open it up.
We have your dick.
I get the feeling that this isn't their first language.
We have your dick. Do you in the Colosseum?
Yep.
Midnight. Tonight.
Tongan is definitely not their first language.
Well, this is awkward.
What's it say?
I kind of omit some. I make it sound better.
You have your what? Okay.
And I guess I go find.
Okay, at the Brotherhood compound. Hi. Oh, you must be looking for Kay. She's up in her room. Good to see you back.
Isn't like, thank you, it's a...
Huh?
Knock, knock.
Would dimensional shackles have to be, you know, worn at both?
No.
Or should be, like, shackled all in the same room?
You could shackle
all. Like, probably the first time he's ever seen me severely damaged.
Actually. Are you okay? Thunk, thunk, thunk.
Stupid disintegration.
Yeah. I'll get it. You're a large half dragon.
Because she like puts it on her.
Oh, hi, Rooney. What do you want?
She'd have to take it off if she wants to.
Apparently, has a letter for you.
Well.
Sorry, I don't have one of those.
You can.
Are you sure this is for me, not him?
Here, see you.
Excuse me?
You can.
When did you take that, by the way? I really want to know.
It was in my... For my wife. My wife handed it to me when I got home.
Yes, your wife does have your dick. What's part of this agreement.
I'm trying to trouble Richard get in this time. Did you ask her who gave it to her?
I got gang raped.
You got
after returning home from being strength
trained. Who gave it to her?
It was a little boy.
A little boy.
Same as the every other letter that gets sent in this city.
Hey, kid, I'll pay you with silver to go deliver this letter to the house. A whole silver?
Kids are rich in this town. You know what? It's only when they grow
back
up.
In my day, they got paid in copper. Oh,
hey, kid, I'll give you 20 gold if you deliver this letter.
With my knife!
At least by midnight, I have my spells.
I'm gonna go to the temple district. They can heal me, right?
For money.
For money.
Can I go to my best buddy, Stormhammer?
He already used his...
Lay on hands.
Lay on hands. Oh, he's got his lay on hands, but he kind of already used it. On himself.
Yeah.
It's 50 gold per cure light, so it's not that expensive to...
Okay.
It won't stop it.
I will
stop
get a
dismissal, though.
Well,
apparently dimensional anchor does not
how
stop.
How much does it cost?
Okay.
Wait, has my...
Interesting.
Has my strength come back yet?
It only stops, like, voluntary forms of teleportation.
You were hit by a red enfeeblement, so it's wound off a long time ago.
Alright. How do I get my charisma back?
Restoration.
How much does that cost?
That should technically bring your ear back too.
It was charisma. Because
that's where the charisma.
Yes, that's why it's functioning at regeneration. I thought.
Well, no, that's regeneration to get the ear back. You get the function of the ear back, and the emotional damage.
But I don't have charisma back.
No, you do.
You get your charisma back. It's just you're missing an ear.
Yes.
Purely aesthetic at this point.
Okay. All right. I'll get. How much does that cost you?
It's a lesser restoration is all you need.
Yeah.
That's a second level spell?
Yes.
Even first, I think.
Second.
Second.
So that's 300 gold pieces. It's It's a cast a spell to find cast.
I moved away from you.
I know. They probably have Cure Lights and Lesser Restorations memorized.
Oh, okay.
Cure Light is 10 gold pieces per, and Restoration is 60 gold pieces per.
Okay, I was thinking potions.
You were indeed thinking potions.
So I paid.
But I could figure they have at least some Cure Lights on hand.
What would we loot off the guy?
So it's just 60 gold pieces?
Plus one
for the Restoration.
Alright, I'm gonna go get my Restoration.
Hey, get your Charisma.
So he had like 2 cents also.
One.
No, the other cent was fake.
Yeah.
So we give you real stuff now.
Okay, I got a real plus one dagger now.
Yes.
I have a real plus two during deflection.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the bracers of armor that were actually on him are actually plus five.
Whoa.
So,
that's so why he actually had an AC of 20 as a wizard.
So I suppose...
Unbuffed.
So I suppose we go give Bark the actual spellbook now.
No, both spellbooks were real.
Oh, okay.
So we can give him another spellbook and he owes more.
No, he won't have two of the same spellbook.
Oh, they're exactly the same?
It's identical.
Well, we saw them in black market.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to start looking around for the other people now. Tell them that...
It won't be hard to find,
Ricardo.
Zafiria, you know where her house is.
Leave a note.
However, Tana's a bit more of a problem.
Okay. I'm the only one who knows where the blue-ups live, or that I'm staying with them again.
He's kidnapped.
Oh.
So why did they say where we are?
And here's the next
why
question.
Is it hard to find him?
He no longer lives at his house.
I'm staying at the College of Engineers again, making sure the blue ups are safe. You guys don't know that, though.
Yeah,
where he's being mothered.
Will we find Tana?
You don't even really know where I am right now, either.
Because you're still with,
Like I said, we leave a note at your house.
Yeah.
So after 2 hours...
Okay. Yes, there's this half-elf who's kind of... Well, she's really petite, but she broke the door on the way in.
Can I see a DMG?
We need to go talk to her.
Okay, yeah, sure. My current disguise can be a half-elf.
Okay.
That works fine.
Then, well, that's probably
she broke the door on the way in after saying something about stupid energy drain.
Damage.
Rage on the door.
Well, I guess we go over to the Gnomish Ghetto.
No.
You actually go into Gold District in the Civic Center. That's where the College of Engineers are. And people look at you like, you must be Ricardo.
What?
Oh.
Remember, we're famous now.
Oh.
God damn it.
I'm sorry to hear about your troubles. I mean, I hear clerics can fix that.
Fix what?
Skin condition.
Your horrible skin condition.
Oh, my burns? They're not so bad.
Burns? Well, I guess necromancers could burn you.
as we proved, disintegration is a fire damage. It's fire damage.
Yes,
evidently.
I'm sorry. Disintegration rings fire to me.
Not to me. And I'm like
Tana.
Tana? No, Tana's here.
We need. Oh shit.
We need to speak to the blue up family.
Oh, the blue ups. Yeah, they're on the 64th floor.
Okay. Anything we should know going in?
Stairs suck. there's this contraption that the gnomes invented, but we don't trust it.
I fly up the stairwell.
There's not enough room. You can't get the wingspan.
Very tired.
Should say, keep in mind, this building is built for gnomes.
Man, I'm gonna be
my 5'1" height is actually coming in slightly handy.
Yeah, although even yours slightly. The elevators are great fun. They basically strap rockets to the bottom of something and shoot it up.
I'm probably not afraid to use them, honestly.
I've got enough hit points.
The hard part is getting to the exact floor you
Yeah, sometimes you're off by a few floors.
Alright, 60... Let's go 61. And right. Up on 70.
Downstairs.
Sir,
PHP.
Could be faster, actually, and then we just block the rest of the way.
Yeah, I'll take yours. 55.
Oh.
I'm gonna shoot for the floor.
Roll d20.
It's an odd looking PHP. What'd you do with that?
One, honey.
Oh, we're on the same thing?
Unless you don't want to ride with me.
So you rolled a...
Seven.
Seven? Okay, so you actually wind up on the 62nd floor.
Yes!
Alright.
You're two floors off.
So let's... Yeah. That's not the best.
Yeah.
Opening the door is a very young little gnomish girl.
Hello.
Hello.
What happened to your face?
Susie is screaming at the door.
I pick up my
longsword and walk to the door.
My faith, you can only see my eyes.
Drawer.
What are you two doing here?
Letter.
I don't have one of those.
Hey, reaction. I'm like, sorry, we had a long time ago. It's for you, James.
Word of by people who's not first language talking.
So, what's the issue here? Dick's gotten himself into more trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's new?
No. Yeah, what's new?
Everyone just ignores me, that's okay.
Fine, I'm sure.
Right, I participated in last combat in what? Four rounds of combat?
Sorry, dude.
And it looks like this next combat I'm just been tied up.
Don't you have some kind of secret love tryst with him?
Someone.
At that, I actually close the door.
I smack him and then knock again.
I figure this has something to do with the alarms. You said something about experience.
Feet.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. You said 1,000 P.
You hear the groans of something behind the door.
Yeah, I was like, well, in Warhammer, I know that's 1,000 pence, so.
How much is that?
1,000 experience points? I'd have to figure it out.
I guess I'll be able to come and help him.
One is put in each room.
I'll need to wander around. I need to go visit some people in the civic. Because
I don't want
to
know about people just walking
first,
into my front door, because my butler and
my people's done all the time.
So, I guess
so
I'd point
in the house.
Okay.
Okay.
There are two rooms on me if I'm in the vicinity. Otherwise, I just kind of.
I'm going to go back.
Does.
Nothing.
Tries to tell me.
Mental connection. There's someone in there. Oh.
I'm going to go to the Wizard's College back to Galva's place because I assume that's where she is right now.
Okay, so you walk back into the Wizard's College, you walk up to Galva's room. You hear in your mind, yes.
You can't think.
You can think back at the.
We're special letter for.
Siberia.
Siberia.
See?
What?
They're here to kill you again.
this is her.
I haven't even got my strength fixed yet. I need to go see the temples. Where is the person?
Walk over the wall.
I walk over the wall.
Walk through the wall.
Okay.
Face plant into the dragon.
Oh,
hi. I don't have one of those. Oh, Richard. Who's these people? That
probably the people from the.
You
boat.
Don't know.
No.
You don't have.
You have
any
no clue.
Inkling.
All you know is I'm kidnapped.
We don't know.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. Someone, one of our many
Why
enemies.
Do they want
I'm
us
sure.
to go there?
Oh, they probably said the Coliseum.
What does it say a time in this?
Midnight.
Tonight. No sleep.
No rest for the
world. 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You can sleep.
Yeah, we'll sleep now.
I was going to take a nap.
You guys rested your way out. Rested, basically, I figured as you guys would be leaving the area.
So would it feel me?
By the way, Andre.
And then the 6 hour walk back, so about four, maybe five ish.
Do the people in these two look like they're actually equipped and fully functional?
These three? No.
Okay.
That her? Yes.
I'll probably come back and reclaim her eventually.
Can I walk back to the wall?
Yeah.
I'll meet you guys there.
Okay. I go home.
I go to Bibblebop. what's his name?
Evidently.
Longfellow.
Tall fellow.
Tough luck?
Yeah.
Bibblebop's from the pirate game.
I at least owe him for helping get me out of hell, so help him best.
17?
Okay, I'm down 7.
You are no longer down 7.
Cool. Do you have any restoration potions I could give you some gold for?
Okay. Yes, they help stave off fatigue.
Hey, that's exactly what I use them for, too.
It's a D4.
Here. Whatever. I might need more than one.
It's okay, I know the brewmaster.
Okay, so 180.
I do too.
Plus
well, I know the one. 220. Outside.
Oh.
I gave her 50 gold or whatever she wants for it. I think it's level 1 spells. No, it's level 2.
Level 2.
So it's like
it's 100 gold pieces 20. Per.
Okay, so there's 200 gold pieces.
Okay.
I take a nap here.
Sure. There's my cot that I use.
Cool. I'm gonna need my rest.
Wait. No, I'm sorry. This is the apartment complex. Yeah, there's a spare bedroom, spare bathroom, and a few other things. A few other amenities.
Do the gnomes force me through one of their weird healing things again?
Mm-hmm.
Does it heal my strength and my ability damage?
It heals D4.
Okay.
Heal 2 of it.
Okay. But it does restore my health, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm down 2... That means I would have only needed 2 of those restorations. So.
It only gives you 1.
No. I had rolled out some strength stuff before I realized that the gnomes would probably force me through something again.
Apparently Steven was the designated damsel in distress this episode.
I've done nothing in combat.
Are we going to work the rest of this out today, or are we going to...
I want to know if the meeting will result in combat or peaceful negotiations. Because if it's going to start with combat, yes, that's what we're calling it. We're doing the wow, tune in next week type of thing.
I'd rather do peace.
I'm sick of these people coming after us, so I'm going to kill them all.
Oh.
Well, honestly...
So I'm going to show up and fire them. So you guys would negotiate in a room as soon as I show up.
So combat is probably going to ensue thanks to Tyler.
Well, your low wisdom works against us.
Yes, and my irritation.
Yes. And so your even lower wisdom because you're irritated.
And the tiefling.
Mm-hmm.
See, the fact that they just gang raped me after I got home from a major fight pisses me off.
I'd sit there and like...
I'd show up and smack people in the face. I wouldn't let them get a chance to talk.
Okay, well, basically what will happen is you guys will be standing there in the middle of the Colosseum. They'll walk up, and Todd begins to cast a spell, and that's where we call it.
Okay. We started to talk to them, and
they weren't there?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, they were.
Because I was more planning on doing just walking in and going...
Okay.
So everybody else walks in and goes, okay, you call us your towers, and... Bam!
Yep. Well, he starts to cast when they react. All right, and that is where we'll call it this week.
The Gamers Haven Podcast proudly presents companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Available for download at www.gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.